For 3 years now, met him when we came as the associate pastor of Eastside Baptist Church in Crawfordsville. Gary was there leading the, was responsible for the choir and other musical responsibilities. And God has expanded his ministry from the local church there at Eastside Baptist Church in Crawfordsville to be able to go out into churches like ours and share his clarinet ministry. You may have seen some of the bio on Gary and the amount of time he spent playing that clarinet. Well, he's still playing it, and we want to invite him to come. And if you could, just give him an applause and welcome. Gary Ketchum. I think we probably should open with prayer, shouldn't we, or are you going to do that? Okay, let's begin with prayer and ask God's blessing upon our time together. Father, I pray that you might have your blessing upon our time together and be with Gary and use him in a way that's pleasing to you and bless our hearts, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
I'd like to thank you for having us here. We came all the way from Crawfordsville just to high school band behind me, and God bless them, I won the contest, so I had to be really good. I hadn't been around anybody that was real good together. So I thought I was pretty much out. So I said, well, I'd like to join the Marine Band, thinking I need to see it in my mind. So I went over to hear the band, just amazed by it, and I started having second thoughts. These guys play. And I started thinking, maybe I shouldn't even ask about it. But as soon as I graduated from high school, I was 17 years old and graduated, and doing out home, I went over to the Marine recruiter, and I said it exactly this way, with a light showing, and he said, he interrupted me, he stopped me. He said, by the time you said, duck, your men will be dead, we can't use you. And that's true, so he threw me out of the Marine recruiter office. So I was heartbroken, 17 years old, and all the way, just crushed. I had no place to go now, so I had the last resort. I still wanted to play, still thought I could do well. So I went to the Air Force recruiter. He let me stumble through. He let me take an audition at Chinook, and somehow, God got me through that audition. I still don't know how. But anyway, I went to Air Force Base of Training in San Antonio, first time away from home. I thought I was the only state in the Union. So I went all the way down to San Antonio and came back and was stationed at Chinook Air Force Base in Illinois. So while at Chinook, I met my wife after I was saved. I was saved in some special meetings. This was a little bit interesting. So if anybody did it right, this morning I said I was trapped in a room with a pastor's wife. I wasn't. I meant to say I was trapped in a room with a pastor's son. My roommate at Chinook happened to be the preacher at Eastside Baptist Church in Crawfordville, Indiana. And I didn't have any way out. He was my roommate. I was stuck for a moment. We were there. And you know how preachers' kids can be. Don't say anything out loud. I don't want to know. But what happened is that I eventually got saved. He didn't push, he didn't cross, but he did speak up all the time. And through his persistence and special meetings, I ended up being saved at the special meetings in Crawfordville. At Eastside Baptist Church. After that, I met my wife. And then she was going to school in Cedarville, Ohio. We met in Indiana. I'm from Iowa. And I'm stationed in Illinois. So you don't think that's God's, and I don't know what it is. But we got together eventually. We got married. We've got four daughters now. All of them away from home. Our last one was a senior in West Alabama. And a couple years ago, we said, try this out. If we don't play in a lot of churches, then we don't play in a lot of churches if we didn't do. And our pastor, friend of mine, Pastor Nagel, back at our old church back there in Eastside, said that a lot of people were asking me if it's successful. And his answer to me, his answer to them was that God has been and is successful. Now, beginning and sort of doing the boss later. And service is what God requested of you. Actually, training in, but he expects you to be an ambassador for him. But I'll talk about that a little later. But the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but his long suffering to us, not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. And that's what I learned when he touched me the first time. He said, he is not slack concerning me. He will everyone say to me. So this song is He Touched Me. How many of you know that the history of the song goes back to William and Jay Gator, now commonly known as Bill Gator. And this is one of his first songs that actually got him started. He had written like 60 songs before this, but this is the one that got him started. It's called He Touched Me.
Jesus paid a debt and didn't owe
wanted to give me a head cover, she didn't do it. But anyway, the problem, Jesus paid it all and died on the cross for us. And like I said, when he touched me, then it's our turn to be servants of Christ. After he saved you, it's time for you to stand up for Jesus. There's a verse in 2 Corinthians 5:20 where he doesn't ask you to be an ambassador for Christ. He doesn't even request it. He demands it. He said, be an ambassador for Christ. By the way, that man back there said he was a trumpet player. That was a trumpet song. And all that stuff, we can't do that. But I can say, I can't do it. I just want you to know that I can do that. But anyway, stand up for Jesus is the song I'm going to play for you now. He's coming soon. Christ is coming to take the pain away. He's coming to take those who believe in Christ and take them away. If it happens tonight, it happens tomorrow. Some of you know that. If you don't know that, you can't. Just, you know, I take my word for it. In the Bible, always believe Christ will come many times. So we need to stand up for Jesus to be sold to the cross. And so this is, there's two arrangements to stand up for Jesus in your hymnal. I don't know if you knew that or not, but what I'm playing, both arrangements, stand up for Jesus. This is one of those coordination things. Now, if she starts and I'm not paying attention, I'm going to be way behind. So as soon as I shut this off, I'm going to put this in my mouth and then we're going to go. We've only done this song a couple times. She said it 3 times. And I'm not kidding. This is one of those where when she pushes that button, I don't have a clue. And when she does, I have a hole.